Can you talk a little bit about the cardiotoxicity that's been seen with trastuzumab and how you monitor patients?
As a single agent, trastuzumab seems to have some inherent cardiac toxicity, which is probably very mild or reported in maybe 3 to 4% of cases. The major cardiac toxicity that has been seen with trastuzumab has been in patients that have gotten prior chemotherapy and primarily anthracycline-based chemotherapy. So if we look at the NSABP and NCCTG trial and we combine both of those trials as they were assessed, we saw that about 4% of patients or so never went on to trastuzumab because they had a decline in their ejection fraction after AC. Of those patients that did, another 7% dropped off study at the end of the Taxol. So they had 3 months of Taxol and trastuzumab and dropped off because of cardiac toxicity. In total, up to 20% of patients did not complete the planned 1 year of trastuzumab due to cardiac toxicity. So it is a concern, and it is something that we all need to be aware of. Now, we've learned since that data was first presented that a fair number of that cardiac toxicity is reversible, so that even patients that may have congestive heart failure symptomatically may see significant improvement and may be able to stop their antiarrhythmic and their other agents and may recover their cardiac function totally. We've also been able to identify predictors of cardiac toxicity, age over 50, a low ejection fraction at baseline as a predictor of greater cardiac toxicity, potentially underlying cardiac dysfunction or disease. So I think we've become much more aware of it as a risk factor for cardiac dysfunction, and we're now looking more carefully at the patients that we're putting on this therapy.